A senior research fellow at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, LISIAD, Dr. Vladimir Enchidanso, has accused the media, politicians and Christian leaders of misusing the youth. He said the nation has also failed to institute sustainable youth policies to empower them. Dr. Enchidanso described the current situation as scary, as about 40% of the youth are unemployed. He said while most European leaders are young and mature, the situation in Africa is the opposite. Dr. Enchidanso spoke to Kingsley Obenchere on Behind the News.
It looks as though we don't have youth policies that will channel the exuberance of the youth towards empowerment. Empowerment, I see it as the totality of giving the person all that he needs to be part of the making of society. And if we have ad hoc programs, if we have programs that are not tailored in such a way that they are sustainable and we keep changing. And again, if we have those who really need to set the stage, not setting the stage. And in Ghana here, I have a beef with the Christians, especially the politicians and the media, who should help in setting the agenda. If these people are not setting the agenda, then the youth become helpless and hopeless. And I think the speaker before me made it clear. You know, the attrition rate at the JHS level is about 67%. I mean, we have the status. What do you do with the people? We abandon them. And then they become a rogue magma of people we misuse. We now call them foot soldiers. They never graduate to become leg soldiers. They never graduate to any place. And we use and misuse them. They become the ready, gullible recipients of these things we see on radio and television from the Christians, from the politicians. What happens is that the nation suffers in development, where development is concerned. In fact, the youth make up more than 40% of the population. And if you look at such a situation that over 40% of your population are not usable, and they are just moving away from what life itself means. It's really scary. They become radicals, and that radicalism is not matched by any rationality. And radicalism, as I've said, without rationality is sheer stupidity. And that's what we are having in this country today.
Even as you talk about youth empowerment, some say we've not been able to really define who the youth are.
It's not a question of putting the age from A to Z, but at least what the world has accepted as the youth has been the ages between 15 and 24. In most places in my church, we have the youth between the ages of 15 and 35. And the most acceptable thing is that the youth ends at around 40. There are several people in this country where at the age of 40, know nothing, have nothing, cannot be part of anything, and it's scary. Just check African heads of state. Check their ages, and check the ages against European heads of state. If David Cameron and others are fully grown people with brains at 38, and the Obamas. And in our world, what we do is that we misuse this group of people, rather, and mischannel them towards other unworthy things. It's sad. That is the problem.
Senior Research Fellow at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Enchidanso, talking to Kingsley Obenchere.